Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Our blood supply is alarmingly low. 22,000 donors are needed to donate blood. And to tell us a little bit more, Kath Stone, who's the Executive Director of Life Blood, joins us. Hi, Kath.
Morning. How are you?
I'm a bit terrified about these statistics that I'm reading, that our blood supply is so low right now.
Yeah, and there's no need to be terrified. They're lower than we would like them to be at the moment, and that's because elective surgeries are ramping up and demand's higher than it has been through the year as the country starts to get moving. So we know Australia will respond, and that's what we're asking.
Yeah, I was going to ask, has COVID had an effect with people coming forward?
Look, it certainly hasn't had an effect with them coming forward. I think that the problem is, as everybody's trying to work out, do I work from home or do I go into work? Or we just have to nudge them to remember blood donation continues and needs to continue.
Yeah, and one single blood donation can save up to 3 lives, which is pretty amazing. So if you are in a position where you can donate blood, maybe it's something you've never done before. It really just is your time that you need to utilise in order to get yourself along to either a mobile unit, or there's plenty of places that you can donate your blood all across New South Wales. Because 1 in 3 Aussies will need a blood donation in their lifetime. That is true.
That is true. And so that'll be 1 in 3 of us this morning, I would think.
Wow.
Well, I've already had one. I had emergency surgery last year, Kath, and I had to have a blood transfusion. And I was so grateful when the doctors were explaining to me what was happening and the bag of blood was coming, because I was losing blood. Like, it was a very stressful situation, but I felt so comforted that there was just blood on hand so that I could get through. It was when I suffered through a miscarriage, Gaundy, and I had to go into emergency surgery. It was pretty full on, but I was so grateful that our system had all that blood ready to go, and it really got me through a really traumatic time in a really awful situation. So I'm a huge fan of people who are in a position to donate blood. Go and do it, guys. You will help somebody through a really traumatic time.
Kath, you must hear a lot of stories like that, yeah?
A ton of them, and I'm sorry to hear your story, and grateful that we had the donors on hand.
But
whether it's car accidents or surgery, or even people with autoimmune conditions that just need that beautiful immunoglobulin that plasma gives us, it makes a difference to their everyday lives.
And is there any sort of really rare blood types that you're on the hunt for at the moment? You often read that where they need a specific sort of blood type to come forward.
So the specific blood types we need at the moment are all found in the general population. We need O neg, A neg, A pos and B neg are the particular types we're asking for this week. If you don't know your blood type, then we'd still love to see you, and we can give you that in centre, and you can donate plasma.
Well, if you don't know your blood type, go and donate blood, and then you can find out your blood type. Do it as a bit of, you know, education for yourself, because you probably should know what your blood type is.
For sure. Come forward. That's what we're after here this morning. Kath, talk to me about the snacks, because I do hear that they've gotten to a whole nother level over the years. After you give blood, it used to just be some sort of lollipop. Now I'm seeing sort of
bag
snag
snacks.
Rolls and I'm seeing some great stuff.
Yeah, it's really important we listen to what our donors love most. It's certainly the sausage rolls and party pies have been the hit.
Good,
that's
isn't
the
it?
Best.
That's good.
It used to be one and chupa chup, and now it's like afternoon tea for a family of 6.
So good.
So we've still got some work to do. We know our vegan donors, certainly gluten-free donors, are asking us. So we're continuing to improve those snacks, and we certainly hope you're a draw card to treat yourself after donating.
For sure.
Look, do it for the snacks. Do it to save a life. Whatever motivates you, if you can donate blood, get along to a Red Cross outlet or a mobile unit. Yeah. Kath, thank you so much for your time this morning, and fingers crossed that you guys get the donations that you need.
Thanks so much for your support, guys. Have
Thanks,
a great
Kath.
Day.
I will say immunoglobulin, that's a great word too. What was that word you threw out there?
Immunoglobulin.
Immunoglobulin. That is a word I did not know before our chat this morning.
Use that in a sentence today.
I'll give that my best. Thank you, Kath.